It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Maybe you from the 1970s, when the Los Angeles Rams was known as the Prison Foursome because of that defensive line. Or maybe you were in the city of St. Louis, the gateway to the Midwest, where the greatest show on turf brought home the first ever Super Bowl championship. Or maybe you're in the here and now, with the Rams back in LA, winners of Super Bowl 56. You can rock Eric Dickerson. You can rock Marshall Faulk, Isaac Bruce, and Kurt Warner. Or maybe you rocking Cooper Kupp, Aaron Donald, and Matthew Stafford. It doesn't matter, but when it comes to this, it's all about the Los Angeles Rams. Horns up, Rams house. Time to talk Rams football.
Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today on this Friday? If you're a Rams fan like I am, it is a bittersweet day for you because a retirement has happened, and it's the one of one Aaron Donald. This one is, like I said, it's a bittersweet moment. Talking about one of the pillars of the Los Angeles Rams, a stud, one of the most, I'll say, beast of a defensive tackle that the NFL has ever seen, what he has done to be in the interior of a defensive line where literally three and four offensive linemen are paying attention to him on every single play when he's on the field is how dominant he was, okay? To sit here today on March 15, 2024, to do this episode is one, an honor, but also bittersweet, as I said earlier, because was not ready for number 99 to hang it up after a illustrious 10-year career in the NFL. So with that being said, I could have people joining me today to give thoughts on Aaron Donald and what he's done. We shall see how that goes. If not, I'm going to keep it rolling on my own like I usually do with Ramley Talk. And let's get right into it, as you see. Those of you, you know, who are watching on Facebook, on X, maybe you're watching on YouTube, thank you for tuning in. You can see the episode so you know what I'm talking about. Special Ramley Talk episode, got to do it. There's no other way to do it. Once this news broke, I knew I had to come home, try to put the best show together I can to say thank you to number 99 for the Los Angeles Rams, one Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald was drafted back in 2014 with the 13th overall pick, but I'll get into that in a bit because here's how we found out today about Mr. Aaron Donald's retire. He posted this out on social media. It was posted on X. It was posted on Instagram. Pretty sure they found as well on Facebook and other social platforms there are. For 10 years, I have been fortunate to play the game of football at the highest level. I am thankful for the people I have met along the way, the relationship I have built, and the things I have accomplished with my teammates and individually. I want to thank St. Louis for the love and support during my first 2 years as a St. Louis Ram, and throughout my 8 years as a Los Angeles Rams. I would like to thank Los Angeles for the love and support throughout my career as well. California has become home to me and my family, and you all made it extra special. I would like to thank Mr. Kroenke and his family for building an organization that I was blessed to be a part of. There are too many people to thank in the organization specifically, but I would never forget the relationships I appreciate everyone on the field, off the field, and behind the scenes that made my job smooth. I know I'm going to miss my teammates, the camaraderie we had in the building, as well as the coaches who will continue to have a lasting impact on me. Throughout my career, I have given my everything to football, both mentally and physically. 365 days a year was dedicated to becoming the best possible player I could be. I respect this game like no other, and I am blessed to be able to conclude my NFL career with the same franchise that drafted me. Not too many people get drafted to a team, win a world championship with that team, and retire with that team. I do not and will not take that for granted. As I turn my focus to a new chapter, I do not know what holds in the future, but I am excited the off the field possibilities. I am looking forward to spending more time with my wife, Erica, and my kids. The greatest reward was being able to play the game with them by my side, and I cannot wait to watch them live out their dreams just as they watch me live out mine. That was Anna Donald, who put this out earlier today to say he's calling it a career after a 10-year career with the NFL and all with the Rams. Before I continue on, let me bring on a guy here who, just much as me, knows about Aaron Donald because he's part of the rival game, which is the 49er game, and he had to deal with Aaron Donald twice a year for 10 years. So that's 20 games. You can add 21, if I'm being honest. Ladies and gentlemen, the man behind Snowman Multimedia, the host of Snowman in the Morning, Mr. Brian Snow.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I am distraught.
Well, Aaron Donald was an absolute terror on the field. Hell of a man off the field. Yeah, he terrorized my 49ers for 10 years, but you know what? He's one of the greatest in the game to do it, and I am not holding anything back when I say that. Whenever number 99 stepped on the field for the Los Angeles Rams, you knew you had to account for him, period. It doesn't matter if the Rams are having a great season, a championship season, or just a plain regular season. Number 99 gave his best, and he always gave his best. He left his best always out on the field. Yeah, he talked a lot of trash, but doggone it, he backed it up. And I say this with a smile on my face. Aaron, I may have been a fan of a rival, but I'm also a fan of yours. Thank you for making this fan happy for 10 wonderful seasons of seeing you be the absolute best, be at the absolute peak, and even when the times were down, you always encouraged your teammates, your coaches, and your fans to give their best. The Rams house will not be the same without you.
No, it won't. It definitely won't. Aaron Donald was drafted 13 overall by the Los Angeles Rams back in 2014. In the 10 seasons he played all with the Rams, he has made the Pro Bowl 10 times. The only other player to make that accomplishment of playing at least 10 years and making it every single year as a pole bowler is the one and only Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders.
Aaron Donald was an 8-time first-team All-Pro, a 3-time Defensive Player of the Year in 2017, 2018, and 2020. He was also Defensive Rookie of the Year when he was drafted in 2024 and Super Bowl champion. And speaking just a little fun right here. Speaking of a rival, another rival responded to Aaron Donald's post. That would be one Kyler Murray with this. Thank God.
Somehow those posts are going to come out a lot.
And I'm pretty sure every single 31 other quarterback, well, I'll say 30 quarterbacks, mm-hmm. echo Kyler Murray's sentiments.
Yeah.
It's like, thank God I don't got to deal with him no more. And to be honest, it's all out of respect because that shows how much they understood if 99's on the field, it's gonna be a long day. When I lose, it's gonna be a long day.
It's a it's a lunch pail and bucket kind of day when 99 stepped on the field. Absolutely.
So, but speaking of champion, he will always be remembered. So here's what we have here. This is from the owner, Stan Kroenke, says, "It is a privilege to have witnessed one of the greatest players of all time, and we are proud that Aaron Donald will forever be part of NFL history as a member of the Los Angeles Rams." Let's kneecap it, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, "There will never be another Aaron Donald."
No, there won't. There will never, ever be another Aaron Donald, a fellow who fit the team, fit the scheme, and fit the fan base like Aaron Donald did with the Rams between St. Louis and Los Angeles.
Hawk TV is in the building. Thank you, Hawk TV, for joining today. He says, shouts out to Aaron Donald. He also says, heck of career, and he says, and even a better man.
Absolutely.
I agree with everything you said, Hawk TV, because there was no one like him. And happy as
there was and never will be anyone like Aaron Donald, ever. Ever.
And then let's go to the head man in charge. That would be Sean McVay. And Sean McVay put out there, Aaron is truly one of one. I will forever cherish the moments we've made and will always be grateful for how he poured everything into the game and into our team.
Indeed. Indeed. And agreed.
Got another person chiming in here. Bitsky9539 says Hall of Famer, without a doubt.
Agreed.
Without a doubt.
I got no problem in saying that about Aaron.
I'll say in 2029, the Rams could be playing in the Pro Football Hall of Game because Mr. 99 would be going in.
Oh, and I hope it's unanimous. I absolutely hope it's a unanimous Hall of Fame election. It needs to be.
The reason why I put Sean McVay last, because if you recall, and I know Snowman does, when they gave us some audio of coaches and other players from that Super Bowl 56,
mm-hmm.
What did Sean McVay say? Aaron Donald's going to win this game for us.
He did, and he did. He slammed the door. Aaron Donald slammed the door.
This image right here, this picture right here will forever be etched in people's memory for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the play right there
that won them the Super Bowl.
That sealed Super Bowl 56. Giving the Rams their second Super Bowl in franchise history.
Mm-hmm.
Now, other players and athletes around the world, LeBron James said his congratulations to Aaron Donald. One person in particular was Jalen Ramsey. And Jalen Ramsey will be forever grateful of Aaron Donald because on that play, that happened.
Yeah. That truly happened.
If it wasn't for Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey would be the one mostly remembered, and it wouldn't have been for the right reason.
It would not have been for the right reason at all.
I'm not picking on Jalen Ramsey, but I'm just pointing it out there. Jalen Ramsey is the main one who is thanking Aaron Donald.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only Jalen Ramsey has a Super Bowl, he don't have to worry about hearing about how Jamar Chase got behind him for the game-winning play.
Yep.
But ironically,
he was behind him by 20 yards. That's the crazy thing.
But this ain't the only play that Aaron Donald should be remembered for.
No.
So, man, you should know this play very well.
NFC Championship.
The NFC Championship.
And that was the final 49ers play. Because Aaron Donald sacks Jimmy Garoppolo before. As a matter of fact, not only did that result in the sack, it also resulted in a fumble, which the Rams recovered and they ran out the clock. Yep. I definitely remember that because my entire family, wife included, was on the edge of our seat because we were watching this at my in-laws' house. I remember that quite well.
That play there sent the Rams to the Super Bowl.
It did.
And then you just seen the play that sealed the Super Bowl for the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
So Absolutely. We can sit here today, March 15th, 2024, and say Aaron Donald is the reason why the Rams have two Super Bowls.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
When the game called for it,
Aaron Donald
said, I'm shutting the door.
He slammed the door twice.
When you needed it, 99 was there.
Mm-hmm. So let's see the hat you got on. You got a Rams hat on?
Yep, this hat here. This is the hat.
Is that the Super Bowl hat?
I would not have this hat without Aaron Donald. This is the hat. This hat would not be here on my head if it wasn't for Aaron Donald.
Agreed.
So I fit. This is the right time to wear it because I wouldn't have it without him. I wouldn't be able to buy this hat if it wasn't for Aaron Donald. Instead of me wearing this hat, this part would be Snowman wearing a hat with the 49ers on it.
Possibly.
I felt the need to wear the hat. But nevertheless,
good.
These will be forever the two iconic pictures of Aaron Donald's career because in the NFC Championship game and in the Super Bowl, the two highest levels of football,
mm-hmm.
Aaron Donald said, this is my time.
And proved it. And absolutely proved it. Like I said, I got no problem saying as such. Yeah. He did. He absolutely proved it.
To be the type of player that he is from the defensive tackle position.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about a linebacker. We're not talking about an edge rusher. We're talking about a guy who played in the middle.
Yep. Defensive tackle.
Do what ladies and gentlemen, they put a stat before I started the show on ESPN. Since 2014, the year Aaron Donald was drafted.
Mm-hmm.
He had 111 sacks in 10 years.
In 10 years. Incredible.
That is still the most as of right now in that span.
And forever will be.
One thing other people will remember, and I'm going to take this down. I'm pretty sure Snowman will remember because he had a joy about it on Snowman in the morning that following Monday. And it's Geno Smith. Aaron Donald came barreling free. And oh my God.
Whack.
And the crazy thing is nobody blames Geno at all. Because
no.
99 scot-free. Oh no. Let me get rid of this now.
I'm getting rid of this. He's not going to hit me. Not a chance.
So
that's he's not going to hit me.
I know people going to remember that because it just so happened Geno was Mike was hot.
Uh-huh.
And it was caught on camera.
Mm-hmm.
So I have another comment here. Daniel Carrero says, not going to lie, this was a shocker. It was.
Yeah, it was a shocker to me too.
And guess what? And you know the funny thing is? It broke news on ESPN, and it was the Pat McAfee show who broke it.
Wow.
So Pat McAfee was on the air. Matter of fact, they had just finished doing the intro. And you know how Pat McAfee goes around, does the
oh yeah,
the boys, the toxic table and the hammer down and all that. Once mm-hmm. he said and hammer down, he said Cowboy has a big, crazy look on his face right now. And we have breaking news. He yep. looked. Is Aaron Donald retiring? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how the news got broken on TV by Pat McAfee. Daniel also says, I think it was not going to help him doing free agency and a contract issue. Not really. They restructured his contract. Found out they restructured his contract. So I think he did that as a parting way to get around some more cap room to make some moves.
Mm-hmm. He probably asked for more since they didn't get him help, according to Daniel Calderon. I don't know. I don't know. A part of me thinks that Aaron Donald knew it was time, and the other part of me says he still had a couple of good years left in him.
Now, a lot of people say he have some people believe he still had 5 years left the way he was playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what I'm starting to think is, okay, he won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. That was his main goal. That's like the one thing he wanted to do. And that's the one thing Sean McVay wanted to do. And he even said, I remember it vividly hearing Sean McVay say, quote, if I can't get 99 in Super Bowl, I have failed.
Yeah. Because he came close in 3 years prior, losing to the Chiefs in Atlanta in Super Bowl 53.
Don't remind me.
In a
very defensive game, because it wasn't a lot of points on the board either.
16 total. 16 total points in that game. I'll tell you what's funny. We got ready to leave after the Patriots had grabbed the lead. We were walking to the car and we're listening to the speaker. My wife and I heard the word interception. We both said, yeah, it's time to go home.
Yeah, you ain't wrong.
No.
He's still dominant.
He can still play.
And the crazy thing is, they probably ain't going to come out and say it, but I think they knew Aaron Donald's going to be retiring soon. Because they remember, Brian Young from Tennessee we drafted, and Kobe Turner from Brick Force we drafted.
Yeah.
Both of them had stellar regular season. I mean, rookie seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe Turner tied the sack record with Aaron Donald as a rookie, and Brian Young was 1 sack behind it.
Yeah.
So I think they knew, and then I think they asked Aaron Donald, if we know you closer to retiring than not. Because remember, after the Super Bowl, he was like, I don't know, man. I might hang it up.
Yeah.
I achieved what I wanted to achieve.
He reached his goal. He was so unsure.
So he reached his goal, and then I think they probably said, all right, I think he said, yeah, I will stay and try to help the young guys for a season, and then most likely I'm going to call it a quits.
Yeah.
So, you know, because the Rams, we're not usually active like that during free agency like that.
Right.
But it was what it is. Daniel says what he says. Our entire two season, it was as long as we had Stafford, Cup, Aaron Donald, we are going all in. Aaron Donald's something to retire. I mean, I still think Les Snead and Sean McVay knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you notice, there's no real panic going on inside the organization.
No, they're set.
It's like they had a feeling it was coming, and they was planning. And they made a plan to say, okay, let's draft some young guys. I think most of us with us fans, we like, oh, he just retired out of nowhere. If he would retire, if we been knew he would retire, we'd put assign one of these free agents out here like a Danielle Hunter.
Right.
But I think one thing I have noticed, Sean McVay, Les Snead, they know how to work in secret and how to move around and how to move without having stuff leak out.
Yeah.
I'll put it like that.
Yeah. I'm looking at my beauty, so I'm going to have to go because wife just came in.
No problem.
So I'm going to get her situated. I'm going to get my household situated. But thanks for allowing me to come in and speak about Aaron Donald.
Thank you for joining.
A salute to Aaron. When am I getting you back on the morning show, man? I should have asked this a nice way. What's your schedule coming up?
Trust me, I'll let you know soon, all right?
Yes, sir.
It will be soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you, partner. Right, I appreciate
you. Thank you. That is Brian Snow from Snowman in the Morning, the head man of Snowman Multimedia. So, but yeah, I think they knew what was coming, and they wasn't really. They already had a game plan going for post Aaron Donald, so they just stuck with the game plan. So I think that's why they drafted the two rookies that they did last year. Because remember, we was trying to figure out, okay, they drafted Kobe Turner and Brian Young. We really didn't need help on the defensive line that year like that. I think it started to make sense now when they made those two draft picks, which were pretty good draft picks for so far in the rookie season. But, yeah, even though they really haven't done much in free agency, they have done some. Oh, by speaking of Jimmy Garoppolo, the Rams did sign Jimmy Garoppolo, by the way. So right now, Jimmy Garoppolo is the backup quarterback behind Matthew Stafford until we see what happens with Stetson Bennett, because we still don't know what's going on with Stetson Bennett. But the Rams have made some moves in free agency. They ain't splashy moves, but they made some moves, and I still think they're going to build around the young core that they drafted last year and continue to build with those guys instead of trying to make a splash move to see what happens. Because they did pretty good last year. Kobe Turner and Brian Young, they did very well. And they rookie season. So I'm looking forward to them to take that next step in year two and see how they work on that. Now, let's go on forward. So, like I said, these two iconic moments here, the NFC Championship game against Jimmy Garoppolo, who's not around, and the one against Joe Burrow in the Super Bowl will forever be etched in stone for definitely every Los Angeles Rams fan there is, okay, because NFC Championship game got us to the Super Bowl, and the forced incomplete pass by Joe Burrow got us a Super Bowl. So, and speaking of which, another picture you will always remember is him pointing to the ring finger saying, "Ring me," because he knew and understood this Super Bowl is in Los Angeles and is staying in Los Angeles. Thank you very much. So, in closing part on this special episode of Ramley Talk, the Aaron Donald, I speak for myself, and I probably speak for most Rams fans, some NFL fans, and probably others out there, that we simply say, thank you, Aaron Donald, for the memories, for the way that you played, for the leadership that you possess, the leadership you displayed, not on the field, but also off the field. Never had to worry about you being in trouble, never had to worry about any off-season issues, off-the-field issues with you. You did everything by the book. You did everything right. And that's deservingly so. You deserve to walk away as you are right now. As shocking as it may be, as some of those fans are hurt right now, because we still believe that you can still dominate this league. But we would not be angry at you whatsoever to go into retirement happy, healthy, and whole. Just spend time with the wife and the kids. Enjoy your life. Maybe we get to see you on TV some point. Maybe you can talk some football and the last game on how you play and educate us even more from the D tackle spot. But we thank you for the 10 years that you gave us as Rams fans, delivering us a Super Bowl, and being a dominant stud that you are. Can't wait for 2029 to come, to know that you are going in the Hall of Fame, and it should be first ballot, no questions asked. And we would love to cheer for you there and give you one more thanks for everything you have done 5 years down the road. Thank you guys for tuning in on this very quick episode, on this special episode, should I say, a Ramley Talk. As the new league years begin, we getting ready for the draft. Free agency has begun and closed pretty much. We'll see what the Rams do in the draft, and then we'll start getting ready for the next season, all right? I'm the Playmaker, signing off from Ramley Talk. Y'all have a great one. Thank you for tuning in to Ramley Talk. Ramley Talk is sponsored by Fanatics, Lids, and Paramount Plus. Get your favorite sports apparel with Fanatics or Lids, and get great streaming service with Paramount Plus. If you want to donate to the program, you can donate to us via Cash App. $DPlaymakers. That is again $DPlaymakers. And remember, you can follow and subscribe to Ramley Talk on all podcast directories, including Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube. And those of you who are on Apple, leave us a rating review, leave comments on how you feel about Ramley Talk and the episode that you listen to. Tune in again next time for more Ramley Talk, hosted by the Playmakers.